Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Okay. All right, hold on. This is important. Rico's back from vacation. The drop tournament is over. The Big Ten media poll was released. And now we get to juxtapose the media's opinion versus Rico Beard's opinion on the new, revamped, It Makes No Sense Big Ten. David, the fashion glasses are on. You look like Von Miller. Let's get after it. Music, please. Now, before David begins, how much of this do you have committed to memory? Don't lie.
I don't have that much. I saw it.
Okay.
But then, I don't have that much committed to memory.
Then I think, David, you should allow him to guess. And then I want to know where Rico's going to have him ranked versus reality. Fair? Start at the bottom. Who's the dog water of the conference at 18? Go.
I think it's either Indiana or Purdue.
It is Purdue.
They both are horrible.
Yeah, it is Purdue and Indiana 17. So right there.
Now, my question is, with Indiana having a new coach and Kurt Cignetti, okay, I kind of get it. How could Purdue go backwards?
Because they kind of gutted the team, and he realized after last year, I don't have it, so I got to start all over again. I got to hit the reset button. And if you're going to hit the reset, you got to do it early enough that you can at least salvage your job. Because if you just act like everything is okay, that's how you end up getting fired midseason.
All right, David, go ahead.
So you've seen it, so you know where Michigan State
is. Yeah, they're 16.
They are Explain 16. It.
Mike, they had a bunch of people leave the team. Their coach left. They weren't that good. They did not finish the year off well.
You sound like a bar owner on Bar Rescue. I don't embrace excuses. I embrace solutions.
Okay, did he not just say explain it?
I don't like your explanation.
Okay, then don't ask me questions.
Who's 15th?
Don't worry about it. I'm not done yet. So, yeah. They're bringing in over 40 new people with a brand new coach.
Wow.
That's what.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was on. That's my bad.
So who's better than Michigan State at 15?
Orchard Lake St. Mary. Go ahead.
They just got three of their recruits. Be Northwestern.
15 would be UCLA. 14, Northwestern. So not far off there.
Yeah, see, I don't think UCLA, especially after their coach today, I don't see how they're going to take a step forward. Chip Kelly left. They're starting all over. All new offense. We'll see how that goes.
13th.
Minnesota?
Illinois is 13th.
Oh.
Minnesota is 12th.
The Fighting Belemas.
So my question, I'll give the same question to you that I gave Mike when I revealed this. Since Illinois, Northwestern, and Indiana and Purdue, so bad in the Big Ten, can we just get rid of Illinois, the state of Illinois, and the state of Indiana?
I think it's interesting as you go to for the rankings, how the teams who were falsely insulated by being in the West no longer have this benefit. You're seeing a common theme here.
Where all you had to do was just really beat Iowa and you're in. No, you can't get rid of them, David, only because they're good basketball teams. And that's
I'm focused on football only. Okay. Let's go to number 11. You know
what? Is something wrong over there?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Go ahead, David.
Who do you have at number 11? Or do you think it's number 11?
I like turtles.
Washington? Oh. Okay.
It is Maryland with Washington at 10.
Now, hold on. Let's all listen intently as Rico tells us that this is the year Maryland does it right.
Texas is back.
No. They won the Big 12. They went to the playoffs.
No. Maryland's year was last year.
Does your guy get fired this year? That fraud Loxley?
It's funny because he's on the list of first coaches to get fired.
Yes. I hate him. I don't know why. He might be a nice...
I had to.
I mean, yeah, David, you know, I think he's one of those guys that's going to be better off as a coordinator rather than a head coach. He can recruit. He just can't get his talent to win games, and that's the problem. Maryland has talent. They're just awful. They just find ways to lose.
I also don't like his Matt Patricia wardrobe.
Really?
Who's a 10?
He always looks like he just finished, like, cooking some ribs or something. He's got the towel around him.
He's wearing a muumuu. It's ridiculous.
Who's called an apron?
Who's 10?
Washington. 10 was Washington.
Now, what do you make of Washington coming? Because one's talking about them coming to the Big Ten.
I think that Washington, to me, is ranked way too high. I think that Washington is going to be one of the teams at the bottom because kind of like MSU, they got gutted. The coach left. All your star players are gone. And you're going to see almost like that Washington from 2020 that walked into Ann Arbor and just got destroyed. I think that's more of what you're going to see Jed Fish and the Huskies.
Number 9.
Ooh, number 9. Nebraska?
Number 9 is Rutgers. Number 8 is Nebraska. So you're always one off there, yeah. Rutgers, 9.
Really? It's probably just based on the defense because it sure as hell can't be because of Alessandro Anathapapadopoulos, the kid from Minnesota. He sucks.
Right. I don't see Rutgers that high. I think Rutgers should be down in the bottom five.
Everybody can't be down in the bottom five.
You remember when I used to do the Big Ten power rankings and it just got to the point where it was spin the wheel?
Those were blessed days.
That's all it was. Yeah, Nebraska.
This is the year, and you know it.
No, they're banking a lot on
Raiola.
Raiola. And coming in and being that instant starter.
Can they win 8 games?
From day one. They can.
Okay.
Because their schedule is the easiest schedule in college football. Point blank. I mean, in the over-under, whatever, if it's like 7.5, take the over, and you may be cashing in your ticket in week 8.
This is the year.
No, this ain't the year. This is the year that... They almost
the schedule helps it make
right. Yeah. They're almost too bad to fail.
It's
too good to fail.
Number 7.
USC.
Wisconsin is number 7. Number 6 is USC.
I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by Wisconsin. It's year 2 of the air raid. Obviously, you won't have a 300-pound running back again. Fickell is a good football coach. You just don't hear a lot about them. I'm interested to watch them.
Yeah, because when you think Wisconsin, you just think, you know, methodical, slow runner. I mean, offensive line, they're just ground and pound. But he's trying to change the culture. Now, the thing is, Mike, if it doesn't work this year, they're going to ask for him to leave. Because programs don't like change if the change doesn't work. Like, I remember when Rich Rod came to Michigan. He was like, I'm going to do all of this. We're losing. Get rid of him. He's a bum. Go back to the way things were. And Wisconsin, we all know, is all about, you know, running the ball. It was USC.
USC 6, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's just hype right there.
Their defense is terminal, Rico.
Okay, you know it was bad? Yes, I feel like you. I was being a loser. I watched their spring game. You know what happened?
Wow, God.
You know what the first three possessions were? Interceptions. So I don't know if the offense was that bad or the defense was that good.
Who's the quarterback?
It literally was first play, interception. Oh, it goes to the maroon team or the red team. Another interception. Oh, back to the gold team. Another interception.
Who the hell's the quarterback? It's got to be a five-star kid, right?
I believe it is. I just can't remember his name right
All
now.
All right. I don't care. I got a homework to do before I start cash ticket.
So then your top five?
Top four or five?
Top five.
Penn State?
They're three.
I'm so sick of them.
Michigan?
They're four.
Can I ask a question about U of M?
Iowa. Iowa's fifth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How? Oh, because they got a new coordinator. Tim Lester's going to come in there. And you know what, Mike? You know what he's going to run?
The
touchdown play.
Right. Sure. Can I ask a question about Michigan?
Sure.
Serious question.
Who's their quarterback?
No. Do at the end of the day, will they have one of the top eight quarterbacks in the conference?
It's funny you say that. I don't know, because I do think that when I look at the Alex Orji experiment, it kind of has a Joe Milton feel to me, whereas everybody thought Joe Milton was going to be that guy. He was going to just come in there. And it failed miserably and early on. And if you had switched over to Tuttle, or I forgot whoever the redshirt freshman is, once you get to playing that quarterback carousel game, now it's everybody's looking over their shoulder and no one's confident in the job. So that's going to be Sharon Moore's biggest thing right there, is do you just turn around and hand the ball off to Donovan and just kind of almost just a
– But didn't they lose their entire O-line?
They're Michigan. They reload.
Oh,
no. I'm not trying to be funny. They kind of went out and got a lot of good transfers, offensive linemen.
That's fine. Bottom line is that was one of the best Big Ten offensive groups we've seen in a decade. I don't, pardon me. I'm not doing radio on the Michigan golf course today. I just don't believe you just flip a switch.
Well, and I'll say this, and David, I'm saying something good about your team. And the fact that Sharon Moore is an offensive line coach, you know that's where his focus is going to be, to make sure that goes well.
I'm just hoping for more F-bombs in interviews and tears.
Well,
I want the tears. I'll take that.
Bet. Penn State, don't know, I guess because they got a returning quarterback.
Correct.
Who cares? He doesn't throw the ball 3 yards, and James Franklin's a clown.
And what, two is Oregon?
Yep.
One is Ohio State.
Yeah.
I probably would swap those two.
I love Oregon.
I would put Oregon one. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, they're not ready for the Big Ten. I'm like, I don't know if the Big Ten is ready for Oregon.
Yeah, again, they've built like an SEC team. They're all about the O-line and D-line. They have an established QB. I haven't seen Ohio State's quarterback. Look,
Ohio State is just like Michigan, in all fairness.
But Will Howard's better than what Michigan has.
Right, but the thing is, if you're going to do the quarterback carousel, that means that when you go out there and throw an incomplete pass or you throw an interception, you're looking over to the sideline. You don't have the confidence of knowing, this is my job. I just had a bad throw. Everything's going to be okay.
Interesting note. Saw a couple mock drafts that have Will Howard as a first-round pick. Do what you want.
Would they write it in crayon?
Do what you want with it.
Doesn't make sense to me, but that is your college football blitz.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we'll get into the Lions again in the 5 o'clock hour, but I'd like to ask a question. The question's a topic, basically, but we just did the Big Ten media poll. And, you know, again, whether Rico agrees, disagrees, there's 18 teams in the Big Ten, and where the media has Michigan State is 16th. I'm going to ask a question, and then I'm going to turn my microphone off. But here...
No,
because it's going to be on David and Kenny. I want to know, this is about me. This isn't about you. It's all about me. Am I a terrible fan? Am I an unreasonable human? Because at a top 25 program like Michigan State, and guys, you can look by any metric, they're a top 25 program, whether it's attendance, whether it's revenue, whether it's TV rating, they are, guys. Like, it just is what it is, okay? So live with it. There is no excuse in the NIL and portal era to be god-awful for a new coach. If MSU finishes 16th in the Big Ten, stadium, rubble, Jonathan Smith go back to Beaverton, Oregon. Like, I do not have any patience for it. You are not Kurt Cignetti at Indiana. This is not Wake Forest or some other poverty-ass school.
No.
Like, I cannot hear about that media poll. Like, if they're 16th in the Big Ten, what are they, 4-8? 3-9?
Probably something like that.
Then go to hell. Not Mike, you. I'm saying them.
It's his first year with a program that got decimated. Okay? Okay, right. And that's just what I'm saying. He's got to flip this roster. To ask him to come in here and do all of that, let's just say he goes and hits the portal like crazy. It's not like we haven't seen this before. I'm looking at you, Deion Sanders in Colorado. I'm going to bring in all of these guys, and I'm going to have this quick fix until you didn't, until it all fell apart.
So am I unreasonable?
You are being unreasonable.
But I want the people's court. I want the people to join in, and they can agree with Rico.
The instant... Turnaround
of what? I want to go 7-5.
Okay, Mike. Okay. So I guess maybe let's get the ground of what you're looking for.
7 or 8 wins, considering 3 of them are freebies. You're playing Kenny Cott 3 of your 12 games. You ought to be able to win them.
You should. Now, it all boils down to once you get a quarterback in here that's your guy, then you start winning because that's
what
you need.
Well, they're paying theirs $1 million a year. The point
is. And that's what I said. You can't get upset over preseason polls
because
it's preseason polls.
If it played out that way.
If it played out that way, then that means that Aiden Childs wasn't the guy, and he has to go out and get that guy.
The problem I'm having, and let me throw the number out, 248-539-9797. We're in a day and age where you can buy your roster. It is the NFL. So as Rico is always reminding me, it's turning into the NFL light. Great, so are my expectations. There's no excuse in the National Football League to be terrible back-to-back years. There just isn't.
But see, it's a little different from the NFL because the NFL has the draft where players have to go to teams that they may not have wanted to go to. You know, nobody lines up and says, oh my God, can I be a Carolina Panther? But the Panthers drafted you. So it's a little different because in college you could pick where you want to go. That's why the Alabamas and the Georgias will always stay rich. That's why people will go to Ohio State. They will go to Michigan. Whereas the NFL, man, you go where we tell you to go and you better do well. And if not, you got to wait until your contract is up. then you can move.
I want to know if I'm being unreasonable. Day and age of NIL, transfer portal, why the hell should a Michigan State fan accept being dog water in year one of Jonathan Smith? Because I do not have the capability to accept that. If that means I'm a bad person, say it. If it means I'm unreasonable, say it. But I cannot work my way to that. It's an absurdity to me. If they are 16th in the Big Ten, turn the stadium into rubble.
Brother, when you have a situation like that, that's why, you know, when you look at a team like Indiana, man, you got to start all over again. He's starting all over again, and it all depends. Now, as I said before, if your quarterback hits, you get your wish. They may win 7 games, 8 if they get lucky, a lucky bounce.
All right, but hold on. So let me get David involved. David, in the portal era, where coaches can do exactly what Rico's talking about, flip a roster. I'm not asking for 12, 11, 10, not even asking for 9 wins. If you can't go 7-5 or 8-4 at a place like Michigan State, you're not good at your job. You are provided with the money necessary to buy players. This isn't Duke. We're not at the Jewel of West Texas playing at the Sun Bowl and Minor Pete.
Right, Mike. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
No, it's fine.
He asked you the question, David.
I want to ask everybody the question. Spartans are at work. The point I'm making is I don't think it's acceptable to have this rebuild mindset because the rules are gone.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying regarding the rules being gone, but I also believe that when you're starting a program completely over, no matter the resources you have, I think it's tough to rebuild your roster quickly like that in a year.
To go 7-5.
I do believe that it's too much to ask.
Oh,
yes, no, I do.
Yeah, especially if they were coming off of winning and last year was just an aberration, you can, what you're saying, it would be apt. But the fact that take away the Kenneth Walker year, it's been slim pickings in East Lansing. So you got to get players and kids to buy in and actually, you know what? Maybe it will work here. That's why he brought in so many of his own guys from Oregon State saying, hey, we don't have a conference. So if you guys want to play in a conference, come to MSU.
Okay, but see, that's also my point. The players he brought in from OSU were very expensive pieces. Jack Velling's an NFL tight end. Aiden Childs cost 7 figures.
So you just named the player that I think it's not acceptable to fail on in year one of a flip. You can't fail on the quarterback.
Right.
And I think that's the guy that he's banking on, and he has to be right. I think he will be right.
Yeah,
you build from there. That's why I don't think the flip happens so immediate.
Oh, what do you mean? When Childs transfers to Alabama?
So let me get this straight. If they lose, you're angry. If they win, you're still going to be angry because Childs is going to leave.
And we've arrived at why I hate the sport, and it's a parody. There's no joy in Whoville.
How about he gets there and says, I like it here. I want to stay.
Show me. 248-539-9797. I just needed to ask the question. When the media poll came out, I went, wow. So you mean to tell me fans are paying the bill, you get to bring in 40 new people, you get to bring in arguably 5-6 of the top 8 players from your old school, and I'm supposed to accept going 4-8? It doesn't compute. Not to me, it doesn't.
I think it's the reason why they're picked so low, Mike, is because
the uniforms are ugly.
No, it's the quarterback.
I don't like the pattern on the pants or the helmets. It's awful.
Man, you just been hurt. There's nothing that they can do that would make you smile.
Bring back the Reebok Ike Reese era uniforms. Let's start that.
And if you did that, you would be like, but it's the wrong Kelly Green.
No, Saban in a turtleneck with David's fashion glasses on. Let's kick it like it's 1995. I don't care anymore. I used to love it in 95, and they weren't any good.
Who's to say that Kelly Green won't be a part of the uniform?
Me.
Okay.
248-539-9797. David, are ticket texts coming in? What do people have to say?
I'm asking for 6-6, 7-5 first year. That is Alex in Troy. I don't know if any MSU fan expects 7-8 wins. If we win 5, I would be impressed.
Oh, my God. You loser.
No, Mike, the program is basically burnt. I mean, we always talk about burning something down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker burned it down.
His personal finances or the program?
Everything. Just, I mean, when it was all said and done, it was just tumbleweeds blowing through Spartan
Stadium.
That's
part of the other problem I have with this, too. And I don't want to turn this into Argue Rico Hour. I'd like to talk to human beings. Unless you want to talk about National Forklift Safety Day. No, I want to explain something. You can't have it both ways as a fan where you go, wait, the program got gutted. Cutscene. All those players suck. Like 10 Spartans who transferred work at Home Depot now. They're not even in college football. So, like, you got rid of garbage. Your job is to bring in non-garbage.
Correct. But that's where it takes some time. And where's...
I don't have time.
Okay, so you do what Colorado did, and you still lose, and you only win four games. They spent a ton of money. Well, now, they may Deion have the college football cover boy.
I know.
But they brought in all of these guys who came from all of these schools. And the other thing, Mike, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have a star ranking or you're supposed to be good doesn't always translate
What's
to you
George's
actually being
excuse?
Good.
It seems to work
they
just
always
fine for
have
them.
Six stars.
Because once again, Georgia's an established brand. Alabama will never. Put it this way. If Alabama goes 9-3, they're going to be calling for the coach's head.
Here's my beef. I don't care. I'll sound like an elitist. Make fun of me. I think it is unforgivable. It's like an intergalactic crime for Michigan State to be beneath ass programs like Minnesota and Indiana, Northwestern. That's garbage. That's poopy. It's ridiculous. If I can't get 7-5 this fall, I don't know what.
Well, the beauty of it is. Coach Smith, Aiden Childs, go prove it on the field.
Yeah, please. And get rid of these uniforms. They're ugly.
Wait, which?
I don't like the Greek pattern. It's awful.
You mean the pattern that's been there for a long time?
Awful. It's not remotely subtle. It looks like East Bay.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Poverty.
Okay, every uniform is poverty to you, Mike, except for ones that are like 30 years ago. And nope, I promise nope, you, no. I promise
no,
you this.
No.
Mike from 20 years ago probably said, this jersey looks poverty.
No, SMUs are beautiful.
No, I'm talking Carolina. I'm talking MSU jerseys.
I liked MSUs just fine under D'Antonio. I like the helmets being different. I don't know who approved this garbage. Maybe if Tucker wasn't spending all his time in an effing hotel room, he wouldn't have approved this garbage.
That's the MSU.
No.
That's the MSU brand now, according to Nike. That little...
You know what? What I would say next was going to get me in trouble. So I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead. You're leaving anyway.
No. 97.1. You know what? Let's add value to the listening. Today you should wake up and thank God that Deshaun Foster is not the coach of your football team. No, I'm not talking about the failed MSU running back from the late 90s. I'm talking about the head coach of the UCLA Bruins. If you want to hear something that is as uninspiring, jaw-droppingly boring, ill-prepared, and almost like you could hear a man's brain attempting to make up words, here is Deshaun Foster's intro in front of the lectern.
He kicked off day two of Big Ten Media Day.
Right. Welcome to the conference. I'm Deshaun Foster. Take a listen to this. No editing has been done. This is a short clip. Listen to this and tell me how thankful you are this guy's not running your team.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
I really don't know what he said.
It's us and USC.
That's quid pro quo.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any
questions? What the hell are we doing, Joe? Get rid of black jobs.
Whoa.
I've never heard a guy just go, man, I got nothing. L.A., sunshine, and let's open it to questions.
You're the UCLA coach, and you're talking about USC.
You guys don't know much about us.
And neither do I.
We're in Los Angeles. Wait, you're kidding me. The University of California, Los Angeles is in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, so's USC and things, stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's open it up to questions.
Great preparation, coach.
Whoa, buddy.
Great preparation.
All right. Let's go. I just wanted to share that with everybody. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey, guys. I think Rico is a little bit off about Michigan State doing so poorly this year. I'm with you, Mike. We should have high expectations. And when was the last time we had, like, a true dual threat? We have Childs. We have a legit center that transferred. I think the O-line's going to be much improved. And
can't be worse.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking State at least gets 7 wins. You think they're going to be worse, Mike?
No, I said the O-line can't be worse.
Wait, so Matt, you said correct. I think they're going to be worse?
Well, Rico, you're defending, it seems like you're defending Spartans fans' lower expectations. So I guess I'm clumping you with them.
No,
but I think Michigan State's going to be much better.
No, I said it depends on Aiden Childs, and I actually think they're going to be better than the.
But you're saying if they aren't better, I don't reserve the right to be angry.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying it's year one, so I think that you are. I mean, I get it. We're in a microwave society where we yell at the microwave because minute rice is taking 60 seconds too long. I get that.
Right, but we've turned college football into microwave popcorn by players.
Yeah, man. I mean, 7 wins isn't asking for the moon.
Right.
I mean,
7's lousy, but I'm willing to take lousy because it beats lousier. I need something.
Yeah, with Childs taking a step in the right direction and our offense, you know, hopefully Childs stays and we get some better players, you know. But 7 wins, I mean, that's not asking for much. I think State's more than capable of that.
And the whole point, if you're
3-8 or something, forget it.
There you go. That's my point, is that again, Rico is right. I'll defend Rico in this regard. The media poll is not a predictive measure. I was making the point that if at the end of this, they're 16th in this conference, and they went 3-9, 4-8, come on. Paying your quarterback $1 million a year. Come on. You're fine?
No, I'm defending something.
No, relax. Let it go.
No, I'm just like,
Let it go. Isn't that from Moana, the movie? Just let it go.
I think it's frozen.
Yeah, I think it's
whatever.
Frozen.
Whatever. My niece wouldn't stop watching that garbage. David, ticket text.
Jake from Lansing. My expectations for MSU football 2024, most likely 6-6 or 7-5. Possibly 8-4, just maybe 9-3.
Anything lower than 6-6, rubble the stadium.
Yes, and for the record, I do think that they can get to 6 wins.
Thank God.
I know for the people in the back who think that I'm defending bad
microwave
football,
society.
Yes, I do.
So if they win 4, it's a disappointment to you.
It's a great disappointment, which means Aiden Childs didn't pay off. And it means that now you're going to have to convince boosters to go get another quarterback, which that's where the booster fatigue kicks in. Like, didn't we just spend $1 million on this guy?
Let me give you that response.
Oh! Mike, we're not saying it's okay, but we're saying that it would just be awful. They are awful. Deal with it, he says.
Well, I have dealt with it. I just don't care. I'm saying that, like, if you continue to be absolute garbage juice, like the liquid at the bottom of a garbage bag, I think you have a right to go, what the hell are we doing here?
I think you're right about that. Someone says, I went 10-2 on NCAA football with Michigan State, lost to Ohio State and Oregon, but beat everyone else.
That's from Evan Jenkins, probably. No, I'm not putting unfair expectations. I get very annoyed when 6-6 or 7-5 is viewed as overachievement.
Bro, they won 2 games and it took senior day to win game number 2. So,
but yeah. They also gave 3 away.
They did. That's what I'm saying.
It gave them away.
If you have a quarterback, I think that they could go minimum 6-6, and it just depends on how good that he is, because the Big Ten does not have a lot of great quarterbacks in it this year.
Hello.
So you got,
it's not like we're starting Adam Anthropoblopoulos. Right, you like, got Dylan Gabriel
and
Will Howard. Will Howard is a nice player.
I don't know if he's going to be the starting quarterback for
okay, that. Well,
and you got the Penn State guy.
Who, Drew Aller.
Yeah, who's, you know.
What about Orgy? Or Tuttle? Or Davis? Or, I don't know. Rick Leach. I don't know. I don't know who's starting down there. John Navarre's back.
Johnny Wangler.
You know what? Let's add value to the listener. Today you should wake up and thank God that Deshaun Foster is not the coach of your football team. No, I'm not talking about the failed MSU running back from the late 90s. I'm talking about the head coach of the UCLA Bruins. If you want to hear something that is as uninspiring, jaw-droppingly boring, ill-prepared, and almost like you could hear a man's brain attempting to make up words, here is Deshaun Foster's intro in front of the lectern.
He kicked off day two of Big Ten Media Day.
Right. Welcome to the conference. I'm Deshaun Foster. Take a listen to this. No editing has been done. This is a short clip. Listen to this and tell me how thankful you are this guy's not running your team.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A.
I really don't know what he said.
It's us and USC.
That's quid pro quo.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
What the hell are we doing, Joe?
Get rid of black jobs.
Whoa. I've never heard a guy just go, man, I got nothing. L.A., sunshine, and let's open it to questions.
You're the UCLA coach, and you're talking about USC.
You guys don't know much about us.
And neither do I.
We're in Los Angeles. Wait, you're kidding me. The University of California, Los Angeles is in Los Angeles?
Well, you know, so's USC and things, stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's open it up to questions.
Great preparation, coach.
Whoa, buddy.
Great preparation.
All right, let's go. I just wanted to share that with everybody. Let's go to Matt, 97.1. What's up, Matty?
Hey, guys. I think Rico is a little bit off about Michigan State doing so poorly this year. I'm with you, Mike. We should have high expectations. And when was the last time we had, like, a true dual threat? We have Childs. We have a legit center that transferred. I think the O-line's going to be much improved. And
can't be worse.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking State at least gets 7 wins. You think they're going to be worse, Mike?
No, I said the O-line can't be worse.
Wait, so Matt, you said correct. I think they're going to be worse?
Well, Rico, you're defending, it seems like you're defending Spartans fans' lower expectations. So I guess I'm clumping you with them.
No,
but I think Michigan State's going to be much better.
No, I said it depends on Aiden Childs, and I actually think they're going to be better than the.
But you're saying if they aren't better, I don't deserve the right to be angry.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying it's year one, so I think that you are. I mean, I get it. We're in a microwave society where we yell at the microwave because minute rice is taking 60 seconds too long. I get that,
right? But we've turned college football into microwave popcorn by players.
Yeah, Yeah, man. I mean, 7 wins isn't asking for the moon.
Right.
I mean,
7's lousy, but I'm willing to take lousy because it beats lousier. I need something.
Yeah, with Childs taking a step in the right direction and our offense, you know, hopefully Childs stays and we get some better players, you know. But 7 wins, I mean, that shouldn't be, that's not asking for much. I think State's more than capable of that.
And the whole point, if you're
3-8 or something, forget it.
There you go. That's my point, is that if, and again, Rico is right. I'll defend Rico in this regard. The media poll is not a predictive measure. I was making the point that if at the end of this, they're 16th in this conference and they went 3-9, 4-8, come on. Paying your quarterback $1 million a year. Come on. You're fine?
No, okay. I'm defending something.
No, relax. Let it go.
No, just like,
Let it go. Isn't that from Moana, the movie? Just let it go.
I think it's frozen.
Yeah, I think it's
whatever.
Frozen.
Whatever. My niece wouldn't stop watching that garbage. David, ticket text.
Jake from Lansing. My expectations for MSU football 2024, most likely 6-6 or 7-5. Possibly 8-4, just maybe 9-3.
Anything lower than 6-6, rubble the stadium.
Yes, and for the record, I do think that they can get to 6 wins.
Thank God.
I know for the people in the back who think that I'm defending bad
microwave
football,
society.
Yes, I do.
So if they win 4, it's a disappointment to you.
It's a great disappointment, which means Aiden Childs didn't pay off. And it means that now you're going to have to convince boosters to go get another quarterback, which that's where the booster fatigue kicks in. Like, didn't we just spend $1 million on this guy?
Let me give you that response.
Mike, we're not saying it's okay, but we're saying that it would just be awful. They are awful. Deal with it, he says.
Well, I have dealt with it. I just don't care. I'm saying that, like, if you continue to be absolute garbage juice, like the liquid at the bottom of a garbage bag, I think you have a right to go, what the hell are we doing here?
I think you're right about that. Someone says, I went 10-2 on NCAA football with Michigan State, lost to Ohio State and Oregon, but beat everyone else.
That's
go
from
green.
Evan Jenkins, probably. No, I'm not putting unfair expectations. I get very annoyed when 6-6 or 7-5 is viewed as overachievement.
Bro, they won 2 games and it took senior day to win game number 2. So,
but they also gave 3 away.
They did. That's what I'm saying.
It gave them away.
If you have a quarterback, I think that they could go minimum 6-6. And it just depends on how good that he is. Because the Big Ten does not have a lot of great quarterbacks in it this year.
Hello.
So you got...
It's not like we're starting Adam Anthropoblopodopoulos.
Right. You
like,
got Dylan Gabriel and...
Will Howard. Will Howard is a nice player.
I don't know if he's going to be the starting quarterback for
them. Okay, well,
and you got the Penn State guy.
Drew Aller.
Yeah, who's, you know...
What about Orgy? Or Tuttle, or Davis, or I don't know, Rick Leach. I don't know who's starting down there. John Navarre's back.
Johnny Wangler.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.